Blog Talk Radio.
There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you capture me. I've got joy instead of mourning. There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you capture me. I've got joy instead of mourning. You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you capture me. I've got joy instead of mourning. There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you capture me. I've got joy instead of mourning. You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. I never knew how free that your love could be. I never know been secure knowing your heart, Lord. I never been so free knowing your love for me. I never been so secure knowing your heart, Lord. I never been so free knowing your love for me. I never been so secure knowing your heart, Lord. I never been so free knowing your love for me. I never been so secure knowing your heart. You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. You joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. I've never been so free knowing your love for me. I never been so secure knowing your heart, Lord. I never been so free knowing your love for me. I never been so secure knowing your heart. You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you captured me. I've got joy instead of mourning. There's beauty in my brokenness. I've got true love instead of pain. There's freedom though you captured me. I've got joy instead of mourning. You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. You give me joy down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul, down deep in my soul. Amen. You give me joy. And I tell you, God gives us joy because the joy of the Lord is our strength. Amen. Thanking God. Amen. For those that's listening, amen. World of Faith Outreach Ministry. Amen. We're located at 5370 Stokes Ferry Road, Salisbury, North Carolina. Also, all inquiries can be sent, prayer requests sent to P.O. Box 844 East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. Again, all inquiries, prayer requests can be sent to P.O. Box 844 East Spencer, North Carolina, 28039. Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Again, amen. Those who just come in, tuned in with us this morning, hoping you and yours are having a blessed morning and continue to have a blessed day. We're going to be coming from the book of Romans. The book of Romans, the 6th chapter. Amen. The book of Romans, the 6th chapter. I'll give you a few minutes and let you go ahead and, you know, do what the thus saith the Lord wants you to do. Amen. And, you know, just come, you know, to be a blessing to you this morning, because that's what God wants us to do. Amen. We come to bless your morning so you can have a blessed day. We come to bless your morning so you can have a blessed day. Those just tuned in, we're coming from the book of Romans, 6th chapter, and we're going to begin at the 11th verse. Let's start at the 6th verse. Knowing that this, our old man, is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. And what it's saying that when we die out in our flesh, amen, the spirit comes over and it makes us into a newborn creature in Christ. The spirit of God renew us. Remember Nicodemus said, you know, that, you know, you got to be born again. And he wanted to know how he could be born again. He said, because you couldn't go in your mother's womb a second time. And God told him that he had to be born of the spirit. Amen. So that's what God wants, to be born of the spirit. And how to be born of the spirit is you got to die. You got to let yourself go. You got to deny yourself, then pick up the cross and follow God. Me, myself, and I, you got to deny. That means the things of the flesh got to be crucified. They got to be dead to sin. Amen. Because remember, God said we're no longer our own, that we were bought with a price. We don't supposed to be serving sin no more. We are servants to sin. Anything that we do that's not godly, that's not righteous, things that's unholy, we are servants to sin. And that's what the devil wants, us to be a servant to sin. So don't let sin make you a servant. Amen. Because we're supposed to be dead in the body. And dead in the body means the flesh. Amen, is dead. Now, those just tuned in, we come from Romans 6 chapter. We're now at the 8th verse. And now, if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with him. That's right, because he said that he was going to go where, you know, he's going to make a prayer place for us. That where he go, amen, that we may go also. Remember, he said, in my Father's house are many mansions. He said, though not so, I wouldn't tell you.
So God has already got a place prepared for us, amen, that where he is, we are supposed to be also, amen. Glory be to God. He said, those just tuned in, 6th chapter of Romans now at the 9th verse, knowing that Christ being raised from the dead dieth no more. Death have no more dominion over him. And he has risen from the dead. He has no more, let's see, how would you say, it has no more power over God. You know, we're not a slave to sin anymore because God even conquered death, hell, and the grave. Amen. So it had no more power over him. Amen. It was appointed for what? Man to die one time. Amen. You don't have to keep dying and dying and dying and dying like that. Because why? God had appointed us, amen, to die only one time. Amen. Glory be to God. And that time when he died for us, amen, it let us conquer, amen, sin. It let us conquer death, hell, and the grave. Amen. Thank God for Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. Those just tuned in, we at Romans 6 chapter. We're now at the 10th verse. For in that he died unto sin once. But in that he liveth unto God. He died for us, for our sins, one time. You have to keep doing it and over and over and over. A lot of times we keep putting Christ up on the cross. We keep killing Christ. We don't have to kill him no more. He don't have to keep dying for us no more because he's already died for everything and anything, amen, that Satan is trying, amen, to defeat us or have power over us in, amen. So God didn't have to die but one time, amen. That's why, you know, he's going to live, amen, as the word of God said, he liveth unto God, amen, because those things don't have dominion over him. They have no power over him because the Bible said all power was given unto him in heaven and in earth. Amen. Thanks be to God who's always causing us to triumph. Thank you, Jesus. Those just tuned in, we're coming from Romans, the 6th chapter. We're now at the 11th verse. Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but are alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. We're dead unto sin, but in Christ our Lord, amen, we are alive. Because why? Sin don't have no dominion on us. We don't have to serve sin. We don't have to be a slave to sin. It don't have no power over us no more because God is holy. God is righteous, amen. Glory be to God. He's the author and the finisher of our faith, amen. And you know what? God has everything, amen. And you know he gave us an everlasting love. He said, I have drawn thee with love and kindness because his love is everlasting. It goes from eternity to eternity, amen. It never stops, amen. Even when we don't do right, even when we do him wrong, even when we don't want to do what's right, amen, even when we turn our backs on God, his love is still sufficient. His grace, amen, is sufficient. He said, because in weakness, amen, he covers us with his grace, amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. It's always, amen. God is always forgiving us. God is always watching over us, amen. Glory be to God. Those just tuned in, we're now at the 6th chapter of Romans. And now, amen, we are at the 12th verse. It says, let not sin therefore reign in your mortal body, that ye shall obey it and the lust thereof. Why are you letting sin reign in your body, this body that you have now? Because you're not going to do number what? Obey the lust of it. That means the things that want you to do wrong, the things that it try to deceive you in and lure you in. God said that don't let sin reign in. That means don't let it be king. Don't let it sit on his throne in you and tell you what you want supposed to do, how you supposed to act, who you supposed to like, who you supposed to don't like, what you supposed to do and what you don't supposed to do. You don't let sin, amen, reign in your mortal body. This body that God gave us now, that's why God, amen, he died for us, amen. That's why he told us to crucify our flesh daily, amen. It's no longer us that's supposed to be living, but Christ that lives in us. And when Christ come in and you let him sit and reign and rule in him, in you, you're not going to be what? A servant to sin. You're not going to let sin be enslaving you to do what's wrong, but instead the power of God, amen, it will allow you to do what's right. It will allow you to serve God and to be holy and to live righteous and to love everybody and to treat your neighbor right. It'll allow you to forgive those, amen, that do you wrong, amen. It'll allow you to give forgiveness when you feel like you can't give forgiveness. It gives you supernatural power to do the things that you can't do or the things, amen, that you feel like you can't do. God gives you that power, amen, to let you know that you can do all things in Christ Jesus that strengthens you. You can do anything that you want and through the strength of Christ, amen. All you got to do is believe, amen. Glory be to God. He said, trust the Lord and obey him, amen. Glory be to God. And God wants us to trust him, not doubt him, amen. He wants us, amen, to put all our hearts into him. He said, lean not to your own understanding, not to your own ways, for your thoughts is not my thoughts. He said, I can do anything above and abundantly. That means exceedingly more that you could even want. He said, above and abundantly, amen, that you even ask or think. Our mind can't even think of the things that God could do for us. It can't even grasp hold of it, amen. Because why? Faith can take you places where you've never been down before. Faith can let you do things that you never thought that you could do before, amen. Where you could not, where the enemy feel like the law will feel like that you can't do it, God's grace will let you do it. Amen. The law will say, well, you got bad credit. You can't get this. You can't get that. You can't do this. You can't do that. But the grace of God said, amen, that we can do all things in Christ Jesus to strengthen us. The grace of God tells us that, you know what, if we just have faith, we can speak to the mountain and the mountain got to move. So God let us know that his grace is sufficient. Amen. In weakness. When we feel like we're weak, amen, because remember the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Glory be to God. Look at Romans, the 6th chapter, those just tuned in. We're now at the 13th verse. It says, neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. God wants you to yield yourself, amen, as to righteousness. Don't yield yourself to unrighteousness. He told us that we're supposed to be dead unto sin, and we're supposed to be alive, amen, in his righteousness, amen. We're supposed to be instruments, amen, and use our members of righteousness unto God. Because why? We are supposed to be dead, but now we're alive. See, we died when we gave up our own will. Remember Jesus said, nevertheless, not thy will, my will, but thy will be done. See, it's not for us, amen, to serve ourselves or do what self wants. That's why you got to let stuff go that's in you. You can't want to, you know, let it be your way all the time. It's got to be God's way. And when you give up and you begin to die in Christ, amen, you will begin to live. People don't realize to die is gain. Amen. Glory be to God. That means when you die, amen, that means dying in the flesh. That means you're gaining. You're gaining righteousness. You're gaining peace. You're gaining love and joy. All those things, you know, from above. He said, because every good gift comes from above. Amen. And God is the gift, amen. And he's the gift that keeps on giving, amen. He's the gift, amen, that don't stop giving, amen. Even when we don't want to give, amen. He gave his gift to the world, which is his only begotten son, Jesus. And you know, John 3:16 said, for God so loved the world, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. He gave his only son, his son, Jesus. He left his home and his glory. He didn't even know no sin, amen. He was born, amen, from a virgin, amen, who was highly favored. Her name was Mary, amen. And let me tell you something. God came down here through that a woman, because first thing people would have said, if he would have came in the other way, well, look, he came like this. That's why he can do that. But he let us know, amen, that he was tempted in all things. God was tempted just like we was tempted. He was tempted in all things, but did not sin. And so he left us that roadmap and let us know, amen, you're going to be tempted. He said, all that live godly are going to suffer persecution. He told us everybody was going, people were going to hate us for his name's sake. That's what he said. Don't you know his own people was the one that crucified him? It wasn't the world that crucified him. It was his own people, amen. Just like us as being Christians, we crucify each other. It's not the world crucifying us. We crucify each other because we go out and talk about one another, condemn one another around people that's not saved, people that's ungodly. And see, and they get that, and they be like, well, you know what? So-and-so said this, and so-and-so said that. And see, that's the reason why a lot of times people, amen, believe people ain't nobody right. Ain't nobody going to heaven. They believe everybody's praying with God, you know, and that's why they don't want to do it, because ain't nobody right. Because we go out and we crucify one another instead of praying for one another. The Bible said in Galatians, the 6th chapter, if any be overtaken in a fault, we that are spiritual are supposed to go to him and restore him in the spirit of meekness. He didn't say go out and condemn him with other people. Don't go and condemn him with the world. Don't go talk about him with the world, pull him down with the world. He said, but you go to them in the spirit of meekness and restore them. And if they hear you, you have regained your brother. That means they listen to what you say and they do what you tell them, what the word of God tells you to tell them to do, then what? You got your brother back. But we go out and we condemn one another. We call each other hypocrites and all that kind of stuff instead of praying for one another, trying to lift one another up. Even Uncle Sam, when he go, he send you out there, and you be going through that war, they don't leave none of their soldiers behind. If one of them get shot, even if one of them get killed, they go back and get them. If they got to put them over their shoulder, carry them out, amen. But see, we don't do that. When one of our brothers go out there, we talk about them, we condemn them. We do the same thing the world doing. We crucify them. And then we wonder why ain't nobody wanting to go to church and why people say ain't nobody right and don't nobody want no parts of God. Because we, as being Christians, have not showed them how to love. We have not showed them how to forgive. We have not showed them the love of Christ that can forgive us for anything, amen. God said he's faithful and just to forgive us for all our sins, amen. And he said he didn't come to condemn the world, but the world through him might be saved. He didn't come to do that because the world is already condemned. But he said, I didn't come to destroy the law, but I come to fulfill it. That means everything that's in the word of God, it's going to happen, amen. Remember the word of God. God said, heaven and earth is going to pass away, but my word is going to stand. God's word is going to be here when everything else is gone, when everything else is fell. The word of God is going to be still standing, amen. That's why if you live right and you're really real in God and you're true to God, you're going to be standing when everybody else ain't going to be standing. You're going to be real when everybody else ain't going to be real. You're going to be what? Forgive when nobody else won't forgive. You'll be living right when nobody else ain't living right. You will trust God when nobody else don't want to trust God. That's the reason why God wants us, amen, to trust in the Lord and do good. He said, and verily thou shalt be fed. That means God's going to take care of his people. David said, I was young, but now I'm old. I've never seen the hands of the righteous forsaken, nor a seed begging bread. You ain't going to have to worry about it because God is taking care of you. If he can feed them birds of the air, amen, and clothe the grass, how much better are we than they? We made at his own image and his own likeness. And see, people don't look at stuff like that. How God said we were fearfully and wonderfully made. He made us in the image of him, amen. He made and gave us dominion over everything, upon the earth, under the earth, amen. God did that. And we don't even trust him. If he can make sure these birds eat, that he can make sure that the sun come out and shine, and he can make sure the moon give its light, and he can make sure that the flowers bloom, then why do you think he going to make sure that we eat or we have what we need? Because what? He died for us. No greater love than this that a man lay down his life for a friend. God laid down his life for us. He left, amen, a heavenly home to come down here to this earthly place full of wickedness, full of darkness. That we might be reconciled back to him so that we could be saved. Who would do that? Who would want to leave a place of glory? Who would want to leave a place, amen, where there's no dying, there's no lying, there's no sin there, and come and die for somebody? Nobody but what? Jesus. He was humble. He was a lamb. Worthy is the lamb. Glory be to God. Those just tuned in, look at Romans, the 6th chapter. Amen. Now, look at the 14th verse. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for ye are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. knowing yet ye not that to whom ye yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. Did you hear that? You or whatever you yield yourself to, that's who you are servant to. If you obey the things of the world and do the things of the world and the things of sin, then that's who you are. You are a servant to. But he said, you obey your thanks to righteousness and obedience, amen, then that's who you are a servant to, righteous and obedience, which is unto God. And he told us, he said, why should we sin? Sin because we're under the law. Not under the law, but under grace. Yeah, people, they take and abuse the grace of God because they first thing they say, God don't forgive me. I'm going to do this, and God asks God to forgive me. You abuse the grace of God. You don't abuse God's grace because God, amen, said that he will forgive you. We do it because we know that God will forgive us. But you got to realize there's some consequences, amen, behind what you're doing, amen. He said that we should not, you know, sin just because we under grace and not under the law. He said, God forbid it. That's what the 15th verse says, Romans 6, chapter 15. He's letting us know that we're abusing the grace of God. We just using it, amen, taking advantage of it because God said he'll forgive us. He said, God forbid this. You are not supposed to just go and sin because God will forgive you because you are under grace and not under the law. See, the law won't forgive you, but God will forgive you. He'll forgive you for anything but blaspheming. But, you know, the law, it don't forgive you. They'll keep holding it over your head. And we take that because we're under grace, and we feel like, well, you know, I don't care because God will forgive me. I don't care if nobody. You better care because you don't abuse God's grace like that. You don't take it intentionally, and I call it premeditate and do something, and then think that, you know, you're going to get forgiveness like just like that because God even said if we willfully sin, there's no more sacrifices. That means once you come in and you know that something is wrong and you know that it ain't right what you're doing and you didn't come to knowledge of it, knowing that it's wrong, what did he say? Well, if we willfully sin, what did the word tell us? For if we willfully sin, what? There's no more sacrifice. Why does God sacrifice his life for if you're going to go ahead and intentionally go sin just because you can do it, just because he's going to forgive you? That is there for you, amen, when you can't help yourself, when you don't try to go out here and just do something to be doing it. Well, a lot of times people go out here intentionally and premeditate something and go do it and then say, well, God's going to forgive me. But you didn't kind of come into the knowledge of knowing that it's wrong because there ain't no more sacrifice for that. You're just taking a chance. That's what you're doing. See, people will tell you that God will forgive you, which he will. But then the Bible said, for if we willfully, that means there's willful sins that people know that it's wrong. They do it anyway. That's abusing the grace of God. That's doing it just because God will forgive you. He done told you ain't no more sacrifice for that. What is the use of sacrificing himself? What is the use of him sacrificing, amen, to die for us, amen, and for us to crucify our flesh if you're going to go do it anyway just because you can do it? See, we're taking God's grace and we abuse it. And he also told us that, you know, sin is supposed to have dominion over us because we are under grace now. That means it's not supposed to be conquering us. It's not supposed to be defeating us. It don't be sitting up there being supposed to be a king in our life, sitting up on a throne on us. Some of us, let me tell you something, sin is sitting up there in a throne on some of us. Like it just rules you, tells you what to do, tells you how you need to feel, tell who you need to love, who you don't need to love, what you need to do, what you don't need to do. We can't let sin, amen, do us in. We can't let it reign in our mortal bodies. That's what the word says. The Bible says, but brethren, I beseech you, therefore, that you present yourself as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Your body's supposed to be a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. You're supposed to be doing something that's reasoning yourself, something that's good. The Bible said, amen, we only got one life. God wants to fear him and keep his commandments in the book of Ecclesiastes. He wants to do good in this life that he give us. Because you're only going to get this one life right here on earth. And when you get that one life here on earth and you do what's right by God and live right to do what's right, he's going to give you a life of eternity. Amen. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. He's going to give you a life of immortality. Amen. God bless you. I wish we could have more time. Amen. Amen. To tell you what the word of God means. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now for the word of God as a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Father, I ask you, Lord Jesus, give us directions, Lord Jesus. And Father God, we ask you, let us hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. Father, we ask you, Lord Jesus, touch the people this morning that's listening to, amen, this blog, amen. And Father, I ask you, Lord Jesus, to let it fall on good ground, Father. Break up that solid ground that's in us, Father. Oh, Father God, make every crooked path straight, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you, Lord Jesus, to touch the minds, Father. Oh, Father, let them have the mind that's in Christ Jesus, Father. Oh, Father God, let them follow the thing that good is, Father. Let them seek peace and pursue it, Father. Oh, Father, let us come out from among the unclean thing and be ye separated in the name of Jesus, so that you will receive us as your people, and then you will be our God. And God, we thank you, Lord, for always causing us to triumph, Father, to let us walk with spirits in heavenly places, Father. Father, thank you for letting us possess the land, Father. Father, let us take an authority over all the means of the enemy, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Jesus, because you gave us the keys of the kingdom, Father. And Father God, give us the faith, Father, to unlock the door, Father, to use the power that you have invested in us, Father. Oh, Father God, let them know, God, that you are God that sits high but you look low, Father. Touch them this morning, God. Touch their minds, Father. Oh, Father God, touch their homes, Father. Father, touch them, Lord Jesus, and they go out in the streets, Father. Touch their children, Father. Touch the husband. Touch that wife, Father. Oh, Father, touch that pastor. Touch that leader, Father, that's trying to lead that church, Father. Oh, Father, give them strength, Father. Don't let them give up, Father. Let them fight the good fight of faith, Father. Let them endure hardness as a good soldier, Lord. Let them put on the whole armor of God, that they may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. God, let them know, God, that Satan is a defeated soul. Let them know, God, they got to trust in you, Lord. Father, let them know, Father, that God, you said you'll never leave them nor forsake them, Father. Oh, Father God, we ask you to touch their bodies this morning. Those that's sick, Father. Those that's weak-minded, Father. Oh, Father, take stuff out that's not like you and strengthen them, Father. Oh, Father God, ask you, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, to let them walk in the newness of you, God. Oh, God, open up their eyes, Father, where Satan is trying to blind them. Open up their ears, Father, where Satan don't want them to hear, Father. Where their ears is waxed gold, Lord. Oh, God, let them know, God, that you are soon coming king, and you're coming back for a church without spot, wrinkle, or blemish, God. Oh, God, have your way this morning, God. Oh, God, you know what we have need of before we even ask. But you said let your request be made known unto him. And you're the only wise God that is able to present us faultless in the present day of your coming, Father. And, God, we want to thank you, Lord Jesus, that you are the mediator between us and God. That you, Lord Jesus, that you're asking, Lord Jesus, the Father, amen, help us to hold on, Father. Father, that you're the mediator, asking the Father, Lord Jesus, to keep forgiving us, Father, in the name of Jesus. And God, we're thankful for that, Father. And Father, we just want to thank you for everything, Father. We thank you for our trials, our tribulations. We thank you for the good, the bad, our ups, our downs, Father, because all things are working together for the good to them that love the Lord, who are called according to his purpose. And God, we know, Lord Jesus, God, that you, Lord Jesus, that you're the one, Lord Jesus, that watch over us, Father. You're the one, Lord Jesus, that supply all our needs according to your riches and glory. Remember that person that don't have food on their table. Remember that mother, Lord Jesus, that child that's out there on drugs, that's out there in gangs and stuff, Lord Jesus. Give them strength, Lord Jesus. God, let them pray, Father. She said, for the fervent prayer of a righteous man avail much, Father. And you said your ears are open to the cries of the righteous. God, let them know they got to keep on praying, God. Let them know, God, they got to keep on pushing until something happens, Lord Jesus. God, let them know don't give up, Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. And God, we thank you for these things, God, in Jesus' name. Remember our Bible studies on Tuesdays, amen, at 7:15. Remember, amen, that we have Family and Friends Day every fourth Sunday, but this Sunday, this month, November, we'll be having it on the third Sunday. We'll be having our Thanksgiving dinner. We ask you to bring someone out. Bring somebody out that's homeless, don't have a family. And just bring them to the church and let's feast with God and let's fellowship with food and love. You know, that's what God does. Love and kindness draws people. Amen. Glory be to God. And so we're going to have it the third Sunday this month. We're going to have some good old Thanksgiving dinner, amen, as the church, amen. We're going to fellowship as one. Also, Bishop will be speaking at Apostle T. Ross Young Church in Statesville, North Carolina on his anniversary. We ask you to come, amen, and help support Apostle T. Ross Young as Apostle Boss, amen, gives the word, amen. We thank you. And also, we thank you, amen, that we have our worship, amen, at 11 a.m., our Sunday school at 10 a.m. And when we have any other programs, we will be letting you know. Also, we have a fashion show, amen, on the 10th, amen, which is Friday coming, November the 10th at 7 p.m. We're having a children's fashion show. It is $10 for each child, amen, to come. We will be giving away prizes, amen, to be in it, amen. Bring your child out and let them show off their fashions in Jesus, amen. It will be this Friday at 7 o'clock at World of Faith Outreach Ministry. When we thank you for listening, amen, and you have a blessed day. And remember, I love you, and you can't do nothing about it.